In our previous year, we quoted the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tov Kof Chof Tes in Aruchayim that discussed the Chiv Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh. But it's interesting to point out that that same Shari Tshuva speaks about Inyan Hakbolas Pnei Rabbi B'Regel She'en Aholot V'Lav Hochel L'Moit. He says, if somebody is not planning on visiting his Rebbe to learn from him, so even though the Gemara says, Chayv Adam L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi B'Regel, says the Shari Tshuva, quoting the Noida Behuda, that halacha doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. And actually, as we will see in our Shia today, Mitzvah Hashem, this halacha of Chayv Adam L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi B'Regel appears twice in our sugyas that we've been learning here in Masechta Chagiga and has very interesting halachic ramifications. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, says, Omer Rav Yitzchak Chayv Adam L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. A person is obligated to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, with the story with Eshes HaShunamis, whose son died and she was taking him to Elisha, and her husband said to her, Madua at Heleches Elof Hayoim, why are you not going, why are you going all of a sudden to Elisha today, Loi Chodesh V'Loi Shabbos? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Mechlal, says the Gemara, the Bechodesh V'Shabbos, that if we're Rosh Chodesh V'Shabbos, Iboile L'Mezel, you would need to go. And there's a similar Gemara in Masech the Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Amr Reb Yitzchak, Menayin Shechayiv Odom L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi B'Regel, how do we know that one has to go greet his Rebbe on Yontif? Shenemar, again, quoting the same Pasuk, Madua at Helechas Elov Hayoim Loi Chodesh V'Loi Shabbos. B'chlal de B'chodesh V'Shabbos Mechayiv Inish L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi B'Regel. So, there are a number of questions to understand. The first obvious question is that the Gemara in both situations speaks about the obligation to greet, to go visit one's Rebbe on Yontif, quoting the Pasuk in Melachim. But if we look at the Pasuk in Melachim, it speaks about Chodesh V'Shabbos, about visiting on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. It says nothing about Yontif. Also, interesting to point out, is that this halacha is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It is, however, mentioned by the Rambam, but interestingly enough, it's not quoted by the Rambam in Hilchis Yontif, where it would seem it should be, but rather it's quoted by the Rambam in Hilchis Talmud Torah. And that also needs to be understood. It seems that this is a halacha in Yontif, as it's quite clear in the Gemara. But the Rambam quotes it in Perek Hay of Hilchis Talmud Torah, Halacha Zayin, but it doesn't quote it in Hilchis Yontif. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Shabbos, Simen Shin Aleph Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim Paskins, Haya Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah, if somebody was going to Dvar Mitzvah, Kegoyin L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi, or Pnei Shemish Gol Mimenu, going to greet his Rebbe, or someone greater than him, Yochel Lavaba, even though the Halach is, one may now walk in water on Shabbos, for a concern that his clothing will get wet, and then he'll be over the malacha of schita, of squeezing out the clothing. If he's going to a dvar mitzvah, which is l'hagbol pnei rabbi, the the Shulchan Aruch says, then we're not concerned for Shechita. And the Magen Avraham over there in Sifkat and Zion, L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi explains, Shechayiv L'Hagbol Pana Beregel, since there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation to greet one's Rebbe on Yontif. But then the Magen Avraham adds, Al v'Shabbos v'Chodesh Leke Chiyuva, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there is no chiyuv of a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. So as the Machzis HaShekel explains the Magen Avraham, the Machzis HaShekel says, there's a difference between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh versus Yontif. He explains, on Yontif, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to Magbul Pnei Rabbi. On Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, there is no obligation, but if one did it, he's mekayim a mitzvah. We find such a concept in Halacha, that there are mitzvahs which are chiyuvis, there are mitzvahs that are absolutely obligatory, and there are mitzvahs which, if one does them, he's mekayim a mitzvah, but one isn't obligated to fulfill these mitzvahs. Shiluach HaKan is an example. Even Tzedakah is an example. One is not obligated to go look for poor people to give them Tzedakah. If a poor person meets up with us, we have to give him Tzedakah. And therefore, the Magen Avraham wants to suggest that such a distinction exists regarding this mitzvah as well. And that's why we could understand the wording of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Chayev Adam L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi Beregel, even though, as we asked, the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes is speaking about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak is trying to teach us, says the Magen Avraham, that on Yontif, Chayev, one is obligated. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there's only a mitzvah. The question is, where does the Magen Avraham, the Machzis HaShekel, take this distinction? So the simple answer is that it's obvious to the Magen Avraham, as it really is to the Gemara, that there's no reason that Yontif should be any less than Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So if the Pasuk clearly indicates that it was obviously customary to go visit on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, as the Pasuk says, Madua at halachas hayoim loy chodesh v'loy Shabbos, so why doesn't the Pasuk speak about Yontif as well? It must be because Yontif is a step higher than Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And whereas on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there's only a mitzvah if one does this, whereas on Yontif, there would be an obligation. The problem with this is two problems. One is that let's read the words of the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. Indeed, in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the wording of the Gemara is very understandable according to the Magen Avraham. But if we look at the wording in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, there the Gemara says, Mechlal, the Bechodesh v'Shabbos, Mechayiv Inish Lagbuli Api Rabbi. So there it says that one is obligated even on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Furthermore, if the basis of the Magen Avraham's understanding is that Yontif certainly is no less than Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so yes, we could understand and say that if on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh one is Mekayim a mitzvah when he goes to greet his Rebbe, he's also Mekayim a mitzvah when he does so on Yontif. But where is there anywhere there is an indication that Yontif has that higher degree and that in Yontif Chayiv that there's an obligation? The Tori Evan in Masech the Rosh Hashanah says a different pshat. He asks a question. He says, if we look at the wording of the Pasuk, Madu at Halachas Hayoim Loi Chodesh V'Loi Shabbos. So he asks, shouldn't have Shabbos been mentioned before Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos comes every week. Rosh Chodesh only comes once a month. So therefore, he explains that Chodesh and Shabbos here doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't mean Shabbos, rather Chodesh means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah always, we know, falls on Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. And Shabbos refers to Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Shabbosim. And what Rabbi Yitzchak was teaching us is that every Yontif, but only on Yontif, one is obligated to greet his Rebbe. But, and he's teaching us, not only does this halacha apply on the Shalosh Regalim, but the halacha applies even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. But we need to understand this as well. We need to understand, why is there a din of L'chayiv Adam Pnei Rabbi Beregel? And once we'll understand why there is an obligation, L'hagbol Pnei Rabbi Beregel, we'll be able to understand why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should be included or should not be included. Other Achroinim want to make the following distinction. That Elisha, we know, was the Navi. He was the Rabban Shekol Yisrael. He was the leader of all of Klal Yisrael. When we speak about the leader of all of Klal Yisrael, such a person indeed needs to be visited not just on Yontif, but even on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Whereas someone's Rebbe, he only needs to be visited on Yontif, not Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. A very nice teretz, but how is that seen in the Gemara? The Chasam Sofer, in Masech the Rosh Hashanah, and all of this I saw in the Sefer Elohim Adei that compiles all these points, all these Marim Mekaymas. He quotes Rabbi Avram Abish, who was the Rosh Bezdin in Frankfurt, that says the Gemara Masech the Gedushin says that a woman has less of an obligation of kibbut of the aim than a man, because a woman reshus bala aleha, she's obligated to take care of her husband. So he explains on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh that a woman can't work, because on Shabbos we can't do malacha, and Rosh Chodesh there's a minig for women not to work, so they're free and they're available to go greet the Rebbe. Whereas on Yontif, where Oichel Nefesh is mutter, so she needs to be busy in the home, so she can't greet her Rebbe. So that's pshat. A woman only could go on Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh, because that's when she's available, she has time available to go greet the Rebbe. A man who Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif are all the same, then makes no difference, and there's equal obligation in all these days. And he says, that's why the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Lahagbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Because only Adam, a man, has this obligation, because a man is available on Yontif. The problem with this pshat is that if we look in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah says, Bechlal de Bechodesh Shabbos Mechayiv Inish Lahakpule Abbe Rabbi. Rabbi Yonasan Aipshus says a different pshat, a very simple pshat. He says, the Gemara in Masechta that says that there's an obligation, the Pasuk, that says there's an obligation on only on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, seemingly, is referring to Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, on Yontif, one cannot go greet his Rebbe, because on Yontif he was going to the Beis HaMikdash, as we learn in Masechta to be Oila Regal. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there is no Alila Regal, so one can go greet their Rebbe. And therefore, says the Gemara, both in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Masechta Sukkah, now when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, so not only on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh does one have to go greet his Rebbe, but even on Yontif, since he's not going to Beis HaMikdash, there is no Aliyah L'Regel, there is no Nafgamina, and therefore he has to even greet his Rebbe on Yontif. This is the approach that the Achroinim take in answering this question. But the Rishonim have actually a whole different approach. It seems from many Rishonim, starting with Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Gemara actually asked this question. Where the Gemara asks, that Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayv Odom L'kbulei L'khagba Pnei Rabbi Beregel, quoting the Pasuk Madua At Hoylechas Hayoyim Loi Chodesh V'loi Shabbos, and the Gemara asks, V'aregel Ba'amarnu, asked the Gemara immediately, you began saying that there's an obligation on Yontif, and you quote a Pasuk that speaks about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara continues with this Girsa, Im Rabbi Shori B'mokim Karvloi, if your Rebbe is in a place that's near to you, Chayiv L'Hagbo Pona B'chol Chodesh V'Shabbos, then you have to just go, you should go every Rosh Chodesh, every Shabbos. If he lives further, Imhu B'mokim Rochik, if he lives further, Chayiv L'Hagbilei B'Regel. So, the way Rabbeinu Chananel explains this Gemara, there's a difference where your Rebbe lives. The closer you live to your Rebbe, the more often you need to visit him. And actually, the Rashba takes this one step further. And the Rashba says that if you live in even closer proximity to your Rebbe, then your obligation to visit him is every day. If you live a little further, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And if you live even further, it's on Yontif. And actually, to this approach, there's a raya from the Gemara in our Masechta on Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis says, Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya have a magbal ape de Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Ish Kfar Chitaya would visit his Rebbe Kol Yoyma, every day. Kikosh Omalaylan Starmar, when he got older, his Rebbe told him, don't be bothered, the Layochamar. It's difficult for you to do it. And indeed, the Divrei Malkiel, the Shalos Achuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelik Beis, Simon Ayin Hay, quotes this Rashba, that says that based on our Gemara, we see that there's an obligation to visit one's Rebbe every day if one has the ability to do so. So now, according to this approach, the obligation to visit one's Rebbe every day is certainly not a obligation of the obligation is certainly not an obligation of Yontif. It's an obligation of learning, of Talmud Torah. Because no one can suggest that the obligation to visit one's Rebbe every day is a Yontif the Gedin. It must be a Talmud Torah the Gedin. So we already have somewhat of an understanding we already have somewhat of understanding in the opinion of the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because indeed the Rambam is teaching us that this is a din in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that because it's an obligation that isn't limited to Yontif, and it isn't limited to Chodesh, and it isn't Rosh Chodesh, and it isn't limited to Shabbos. Furthermore, now we could, I think, understand what the Magen Avraham means to say. Because we began our shir with a question. We asked that, why does the Shulchan Aruch not quote this halacha? And what I think the Magen Avraham is trying to say is that the Shulchan Aruch does quote this halacha, not in Hilchos Yontif, but in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that if one is going to greet his Rebbe, he could walk even on Shabbos in the rain. He could walk in the water, even though there may be concern of Shechita. Why is the Shulchan Aruch teach it that way? Because the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us that this is a halacha not limited to Yontif. This is a halacha that is a din in Talmud Torah. So if the Shulchan Aruch would teach it to us in Hilchos Yontif, one would make the error that it's a din in Yontif, and it's not a din in Talmud Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch goes out of its way to put it in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Hilchos Yontif. However, there's a problem taking this approach, because there's a Gemara, another Gemara that we learned in our Masechta, and this is a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, Tana Rabbanan, Masa Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, Shehochu L'Agbal Pnei Rabbi Yeshua B'Pekiyim. They went to greet their Rebbe in Pekiyim. And if we look at Rashi, it's towards the bottom of the Amud, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says, L'hagbal panav, yontif haya, it was yontif, shechayv odm l'hag chabedes rabbi bagbolas ponim, k'raminim mesech to Rosh Hashanah, madua atay lechus alav hayoim l'chodesh v'lo Shabbos. So here, Rashi is very clear in teaching us that the obligation to be magbal p'nei rabbi b'rabbi is not a din in Talmud Torah, but rather it's a din in covered yontif, and the time to covered rabbi, and the appropriate time to show kvod rabbi is on yontif. So to review, it seems that the Rambam, and I think the Magen Avraham, clearly are teaching us that the chiyuv lahagbo pnei rabbi is a din in Talmud Torah, and therefore, as the Rashba and as the Divrei Malkiel paskins, if it's a din in Talmud Torah, the din is not limited to Yontif, and it's not limited to Shabbos, and it's not limited to Rosh Chodesh. It's whenever it's possible to go learn from your Rebbe, as the Gemara on Daf Zayin teaches us, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, one should go. On the other hand, from Rashi it seems that it's an obligation in Kvod Yontif.